Umongameli weMelika omutsha umnumzana Joe Biden sekhuthaze izizalwane zelizwe lakhe ukuthi zibambane lanxa nje zingaboni ngaso linye kwezombusazwe. UBiden wethule amazwi la ekufungisweni kwakhe kanye lomsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Kamala Harris emini namuhla.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
UBiden uthethe intambo zombuso kulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kukaZulu weMelika ngendaba zombusazwe ngoba abasekeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump besithi waqilibezela lanxa nje lokhu kungamanga aluhlaza. Ngokunjalo uBiden ucele uZulu ukuthi abambane ukuze abhekane lenkinga ezifana lomkhuhlane weCOVID-19 lokunye okuhluphayo. Umongameli Biden usole abamhlophe abazonda eminye imihlobo kanye labenza udlakela abafana labasekeli bakaTrump abahlasele edale lephalamende eleCongress kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Uthe uhulumende wakhe kasoze abuvumele ubudlwangudlwangu obunje.
Violence starts to shake the capital's very foundation. We come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries.
UBiden uthembise njalo ukuqakathekisa ubudlelwano beMelika labangane bayo hatshi obekusenziwa nguhulumende kaTrump. Umsekeli kaBiden unkosikazi Kamala Harris yena wenze imbali ngokuba ngowesifazana wakuqala ongumsekeli kamongameli weMelika.
Hi. Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States
against all enemies.
Uba ngansundu wakuqala njalo ukuba kulesi sikhundla. Sibuze ocubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Tim Muringayi ukuthi uthini ngembali esilotshwe nguHarris.
Sasisithi mbeni kwakuzaba ngomlungu but sabona ngomnyaka ophelileyo ukuthi kwaba lama demonstrations after a George Floyd incident ukuthi kwahle kwachutshisa umnumzana Biden ukuthi akhethe umama uHarris.
Omunye njalo ocubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Tifa Dube uthi mkhulu umsebenzi umongameli Biden abhekane lawo.
Uba uBiden baba unkomo usaselibanga elikhulu kakhulu afanele ukuthi azame ukuthi alivale noma azame ukuthi alisondeze ikakhulukazi kumhlaba wonke jikelele. Njengoba sasho phambilini ukuthi ilizwe leMelika baba unkomo lilizwe elilomthelela ezintweni eziningi kakhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Ngoba umuntu onguye obusa iMelika kufanele ukuthi kube ngumuntu oyazi mhlophe ukudlelana labanye abantu njalo kube ngumuntu ongela ego.
Khuluma ngodaba lwabamhlophe abazonda eminye imihlobo umnumzana Muringayi uthi ngempela uZulu kumele ebambane alwisane labantu abanje.
Lapha kumele lathi abantu abamnyama sibancedise labo ukuthi iunity iyakwaniseka lapha eAmerica ma umuntu wonke and i-system of governance ife to all groups or abantu wonke.
Umnumzana Trump yena ubengekho ekugcotshweni kukaBiden ngoba uthi waqilwa kukhetho. Kodwa umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Mike Pence ubekhona. sibuze umnumzana Dube ukuthi ubona isenzani uTrump njengoba esephume embusweni engakafuni.
Ngokuzitshela kwakhe uTrump kakhulu njalo lokuba ngumntando kayiphikiswa sekungenzeka ukuthi akwenze konke kunalokhu njengoba kubeka babunkomo ukuthi sekungenzeka afome iparty yakhe noma engaqhubekela phambili kodwa umphathi wama-Republicans. Kodwa ke ukuqhubekela phambili engumphathi wama-Republicans kuzabe nzima njengoba sibona ukuthi kule impeachment ekhona kuzase namacala azabuya awayitheswe okuyinto ezayenza ukuthi engasabe legitimate ukuthi usengabe ngumuntu ongabe ngumholi we-political party.
Ngaphandle kokufuthelana, uBiden uthatha intambo zombuso ngesikhathi eMelika libhekane lobunzima bomkhuhlane we-coronavirus wona osubulele abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane 400,000 kuleli lizwe. Abake baba ngomongameli beMelika abagoqela umnumzana Bill Clinton kanye lomnumzana Barack Obama labo bebekhona kulumkhosi.